Is your table sustainable? Okotokians were educated on how to shop and eat more sustainably during the town of Okotok's first green living workshop of the year, aptly named Sustainable Table. Grace Wark, educator and workplace coordinator from Green Calgary, gave a Zoom presentation on the evening of January 19 and outlined the difference between industrial and sustainable food production as well as tips for eco-friendly grocery shopping and living. Sustainable agriculture is a production system that's good for the environment and for the people, that's humane to animals and to food and farm workers, and that supports thriving rural and urban communities, Wark said. I really love this definition because it captures that through sustainable food systems, we're not only being ecologically responsible, but we're also supporting local and helping to keep ourselves healthy at the same time. There are multiple ways to choose sustainable foods, Wark said. She suggested buying local and organic, growing fruit and vegetables yourself, and making an active effort to prevent food waste. She especially highlighted attending local Alberta-approved farmers' markets. In going to your local farmers' market, you actually have the opportunity to talk to the farmers, she said. You can talk to the person who grew the carrots, raised the chicken, baked the bread, made the jam, or knit your sweater. Even during the winter when outdoor markets are out of service, Wark explained there are still ways to buy sustainably and local. Connecting with community-supported agriculture, CSA, was one of her suggestions. Individuals can purchase a seasonal share or half share to get fruit, veggies and other products like eggs, meat and bread from local family farms, she said. A lot of local restaurants will also link up with CSAs, said Wark. Buying through natural community food stores and visiting U-Picks in the summer months are also great options. To keep to a modest budget, Wark discussed eating at home as often as possible and eating simply and in season. Buying in bulk at the natural food store, growing your own food, coordinating with a local CSA share or friends and family, and introducing more meatless meals are a few of Wark's other suggestions. Throughout the presentation, Wark covered the differences between industrial and sustainable food production as well as what it means for produce, beef, dairy, chicken and eggs to be organic, sustainable seafood, egg labeling, organic labeling and GMOs. It's always a journey for us to introduce new sustainability initiatives into our lives, Wark said. It's something that you need to make sure works for your family, works for your household. Make sure that you're just taking little steps at a time, setting targets for yourself throughout the year. Every little action that you take can absolutely make a difference. The town of Okotoks hosts a green living workshop every month, each with a different topic. Word has it that February's workshop will have something to do with gardening, according to the town. For more information or to register for a session, visit okotoks.ca/your-community/green-living/green-living-events.